the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast.
Hey there, this is Stephen Myers, Sweet Potato Extension Specialist with the Mississippi State University Extension Service. And today we're going to talk about two different aspects of sweet potato production, really important to this part of the season. So the first is lay-by considerations. In sweet potato, around that 3 to 4 week after transplanting mark, we start to see the vines close in the between row space, and it's time to do what we hope will be the last or the final cultivation event and lay that field by. And so really there are two different things that I think about when I think about lay-by. And one is insecticidal and one is herbicidal. So as far as insecticides go, the lay-by is a great time to think about what we call a soil barrier treatment. And essentially what we're trying to do is provide a protective layer of soil around the hill of sweet potatoes or that row of sweet potatoes so that when click beetles, for example, try to oviposit or deposit their eggs into the soil, those eggs have to travel through, the larvae that develop from those eggs have to travel through this layer of insecticide treated soil before they can reach your sweet potato roots. Usually what we use for a soil barrier treatment is bifenthrin. And the ideal situation is to apply the bifenthrin to the between row areas or broadcast it, and then to use your rolling cultivator to incorporate it into the soil and also to move the treated soil up on that the planted row. So that's the ideal situation. We usually see some success from that soil barrier treatment pretty consistently. And so, for example, last year in collaboration with Dr. Fred Musser, we had a number of trials here in Pontotoc, where I'm stationed, and also in Starkville. And among all the treatments that we had, which included several foliar applications, this soil barrier treatment at lay-by provided or proved to be effective across the board. So it's one that we see pretty consistently reduce the amount of damage to sweet potato storage roots. So that's the soil barrier treatment. The other treatment to consider is lay-by herbicide treatment. And typically in sweet potato, that's going to be dual magnum. And what we like to see is 3/4 of a pint dual magnum applied after the cultivation event. So if you were going to use both the insecticide treatment and the herbicide treatment, you'd put out your soil barrier herbicide directed to the soil, use your rolling cultivator to incorporate it and move that soil toward the row, and then follow behind with a dual magnum application of 3/4 of a pint. Hopefully you'll get a rainfall after that herbicide application, which will activate it or move it down into the soil where the weed seeds would be germinating, and that'll provide you some good control, hopefully to get you to the point where your vines have lapped the rows and they can actually outcompete the weeds at that point. Another thing we start to see this time of year is what is referred to as heat-induced stem girdling. It's a situation where sweet potatoes, typically planted into hot, dry soil conditions, will have some necrosis or dead tissue on the slip, right where that slip touches the soil surface. And what happens usually is that necrosis results in a girdling of the stem, and the top of the stem usually falls over. It no longer has that access to water from the root system, and eventually it'll die. However, the part of the slip that's underneath the soil surface, so the 4 or 5 inches of slip that's below the soil surface, tends to survive. And usually this is not field wide, it's kind of sporadic, and it usually doesn't affect the entire sand of a sweet potato field. And in most scenarios, the best case scenario, the best action is no action. The recommendation that we've been using the last couple of years for this heat-induced stem girdling phenomena is based on some cutworm recommendations from our insect control guide. And really, based on the insect control guideline recommendations, is to not really even reconsider a replant scenario until at least 50% of the sweet potatoes in a field have been affected by this condition. So in most instances, a replanting is not advised. However, it should be noted that those plants that have been affected by the heat-induced stem girdling process will be delayed, and probably delayed 2 or possibly 3 weeks behind plants that weren't affected by the stem girdling. And so what we tell producers is that in fields that are affected by this, is that you should expect some variability, right? So plants that have been unaffected by this, if they're next to plants that have been affected and died from the soil surface upward, those plants have a competitive advantage. And so the unaffected plants are likely going to have storage roots that enlarge at a faster rate than those that were affected. And so you may have a field where you see a lot of variability. One plant may have a number of jumbos on it, and the next may just have canners. And that's something that you'll need to be aware of when you make the decision on when to harvest that field. So just be aware that variability will exist. Well, I hope you found some of this information to be useful. Until we talk again, stay safe out there.
The Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.